strangest way. A sense of joy that comes from fighting despair, from choosing to uplift and work for the order we perceive rather than caving to the chaos and injustice everywhere. Just as God is nowhere mentioned in the story, Purim celebration is located primarily not in worship, as with the High Holy Days, or at home with family in a ritual meal, as with Passover. Rather, Purim is a holiday of acting out. Where the Greeks had their celebrations of Dionysian frenzy, the Jews, little known, have one too. Purim is for drinking and eating and food fights, not in the meeting house. And masquerade parties and cross-dressing. In life, nothing is dependably as we might see it, and Purim is, at its deepest levels, brave enough to honor that. Some of us this morning were raised to sing songs and eat Hamantaschen, Haman's hat. Oh, fuck, you're not. Hamantaschen, which is Haman's hat. Pastries at this time of year, and some of us were not, regardless of how familiar we are with Purim stories and traditions, because we are human, we all know its themes. Fallibility and courage. Purim is 2 days to do nothing but dance and eat and drink and push every boundary in the face of despair. It offers everyone an opportunity to remember that people living now, we are not the first to suffer, nor even suffering the worst this day, and still to honor our suffering and others, and still renew our commitment to creation and love and joy, defiant joy, no matter what. Just as in the Purim story, goodness and holiness and grace sometimes seem to be utterly missing from the equation of our lives. In such times, we are thrown back on ourselves and our own ability to carve out a path forward, even if we have to carve it out of a rock. With joy, we claim our lives in all their complexity and challenge. We claim our times, and we claim this church, and we claim the past and the present and the future, knowing that we can and will continue this journey of creation and revelation, claiming and reclaiming as long as it takes, as long as we live, claiming also again and again joy as we go. This is not a new lesson or belief, but it is renewed in countless forms. It's in a resistance movement surging among progressives who will not lose or abandon all that we've stood for in our regions and nation, even as we recognize that we too still have much yet to learn and live up to. It's in the beauty and vitality of all art. It's in Beyoncé's album Lemonade, right? About what she made from the sourness life gave her, even Beyoncé, in recent years. So, remember those balloons, so limp and sad, holding all that makes us feel limp or sad or tight or angry these days, sometimes something that takes our breath away. I didn't tell you to do anything yet. Right now, you're still listening. Sometimes something takes our breath away, not in a good way. And then we're deflated or full only of anger. But as we live and breathe, we cannot go on without taking breath back in, right? Without taking in the air that sustains us and expands us and lightens and lifts us for another moment, another day, for living in this world and not only living, but loving and the audacity of joy. Go ahead and take your balloons out of the bag now. These balloons, which are biodegradable, by the way, so just dispose of them responsibly. These balloons were meant for more than to dwell in small, dark spaces, drooping. They are meant to be full of breath, which is known in Hebrew as ruah, which also means spirit. The same word in Hebrew means both breath, as in literally breathing, and spirit. In Hebrew, the two are inextricably linked, as if you think about it, they are in English, right? Inspiration, respiration. They are two sides of the same coin, to be filled with the breath of life, the spirit of life. All that animates us and makes us alive and makes our lives worth living. Inspiration and respiration are literally part of how we live and breathe. So, I want you to hold your balloon and think about something now that gives you joy. Real joy. Deep joy. Irresistible joy. Take your time and find the joy. Have you got it? When you have found the joy, think about that and take a breath, a good, long, deep breath, and feel it fill you with that joy. And let it go. Take another. Don't focus on the breath, focus on the joy. And take a deep, deep breath as big as you can about the joy. And hold the breath and take your balloon and blow that joyful breath into the balloon. And take another and put that into the balloon. Blow up your balloon with the inspiration and respiration that still, again, always moves in you. Put all your joy into your balloon, your red balloon, color of passion and fire and light and energy, eye-catching and beautiful. And when you're happy with how your balloon looks, full of your inspiration, eye-catching and beautiful, tie it up and seal that inspiration into your balloon. And you can get help from someone near you if you need help filling or tying your balloon. Service, okay? But in the meantime, May the spirit of Purim reside in you, present and persistent and defiant, blessed and blessing people. Amen.